The two remaining Pico balloons are not only doing exceptionally well, staying afloat for the amount of time, but also the interesting routes travelled on the winds around the southern hemisphere. ZSX SRC-30 on channel 252 with a 10-meter beacon and launched on the 11th of October 2025 was last heard on the 8th of November 2025 off the west coast of Angola. This balloon has followed an interesting path, having turned north over Brazil, crossed over the equator, and then turned south, crossing over the equator again, into the southern hemisphere, and is now travelling down the west coast of Africa. ZS-1 Echo Romeo Zulu, on channel 24, also transmitting a 10-meter whisper beacon, and launched on the 16th of August 2025, was last heard on 8th of November 2025 over the Southern Ocean to the south of Tasmania. This balloon has travelled further south than any of the other balloons, and even more south than any of its previous routes around the Southern Hemisphere. This balloon is now on its 8th time around the globe. We all know that handheld radios are expensive, and there are many to choose from. We have previously mentioned an open-source SDR handheld radio called LinHD. LinHD is an open-source SDR, or software-defined radio, which is handheld, built on GNU Radio and Linux, backed by the M17 Foundation. The goal is to give amateur radio enthusiasts and others the freedom to create and explore how radio works, how to customize it to their own needs, and how to combine modern open source technologies with a traditional DIY hobby. You can download the PDF of a presentation given at the OpenAlt 2025 conference in Czechia. You can find this on https://meteor/submissions/capital-quebec-kilo-foxtrot-alpha-bravo/resources/capital-lima-india-november/linhd-open-source_linux_sdr_handheld_chali-november77foxtrot-papa-uniform.pdf. This is an active open source project being supported by the M17 Foundation, and you can read more about their hardware at github.com/m17-project/linhd-hw. There is now a second project called STIXS Radio, and I spell it Sierra Tango India X-ray Sierra. At its core, the radio is a handheld Linux-based Ambient radio platform that blends analog VHF, UHF, FM voice and LoRa data networking and Wi-Fi connectivity. It's designed to feel like a modern smart walkie-talkie, a decent hybrid between the classic handheld transceiver and a connected computing device. More information can be found at www.patreon.com/posts/introducing-14291-9816. Within Hamnet, we have become ever increasingly aware of cellular systems becoming either overloaded or just plain not functional. And because we need to track our resources reliably, we cannot rely on the commercial telecommunications infrastructure. This also becomes more important should there be some sort of emergency situation. Up until now, we have mostly used cellular LTE-based trackers, and obviously when there is no commercial cellular services, then we lose sight of our resources. We have actively started looking at RF-based APRS solutions, and even this is not the best solution, as RF iGates and digipeaters are few and far between. You will have heard me talking about Meshtastic, which is an application that runs on LoRa modules and creates a mesh network of low-powered repeaters that can pass messages just as fast or faster than analog APRS running on the FM bands. Hamnet here in Gauteng and in the Western Cape are busy actively exploring the use of mesh tastic running on the 433 MHz license-free portion of our 70 cm band. During recent testing here in Gauteng, we have seen some remarkable range being obtained by these low-power devices. Hamnet Gauteng are in the process of putting a couple of LoRa nodes on some high sites around the province to see what the coverage will be like and to do comparative tests between the 433 MHz modules and the modules running on the 868 MHz license-free ISM band. Using the higher band will also allow other non-amateur experimenters to get active and explore mesh tastic and hopefully allow us to make a better comparison of the coverage. I have just taken delivery of a Pluto Plus, which is a Chinese-built clone of the well-known ADLAM Pluto SDR radio, but with a lot of features and functions that the original Pluto does not have. I actually got the Pluto Plus so that I could set up a Quebec Oscar 100 ground station to increase my capabilities for emergency communications. Browsing the internet, looking for information, I came across a website that caught my eye with the title Private LTE with Pluto Plus SDR. This blog speaks about using a Pluto SDR to build a private LTE cellular phone network that you can use at home and attach an old 3G or LTE phone to. Take a look at this interesting project at www.quebec-uniform-alpha-november-tango-uniform-lima-uniform-mic.co.uk/blog/private-lte-with-pluto-plus-sdr. It is amazing what all you can do with these SDR devices, and especially devices that have multiple TX and RX ports and a very stable clock. This is what amateur radio is all about: testing, experimenting, and exploring new ideas. That is all for this week. How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands? Or about that project that you're working on in the VHF and above bands. Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio or video clips to bjacobza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us at VHF News allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements. And the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. Focus on VHF and above is compiled, edited and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.